Representative Koistra moves that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1142 and that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences.
Is there a second? Comments on the Koistra motion? Representative Koistra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I would ask this body to not to concur and to appoint a conference committee, and hopefully that we can work out the differences. If you recall, the governor had a program that technology at Northern State University at the price tag of $1.35 million. No one can argue that project. However, the LEAP program, the Leverage Education Assistance Program, which dealt with federal funding matching grants there for those that are in need. Let me tell this body that I've been working for 4 years in welfare reform. And last year we did pass a measure that made it possible for those that were in need and disadvantaged, they could attend vo-tech schools and colleges. And what this would do, we're talking oftentimes your non-traditional students. Yesterday we passed a bill, the governor's bill, on the scholarship for the best, the brightest, and oftentimes the most wealthy. What have we done for those that are disadvantaged, the poor, and also the working poor? We have to make something available for them. And what this grant program would have done, it would have made available $500 to $1,000 scholarships for them, grants, basically matched with the federal government. We would have had between 800 and 1,000 of our students, graduating students or non-traditional students, that could take advantage of this. But instead, again, I cannot argue against the governor's program. But I went and I talked to the governor's office. Why didn't they have a bill? If they worked on this program that was so important, we talked known as the statewide e-learning center at Northern, why did they not introduce a bill? Were they going to get it on a line item on the appropriation bill? I don't think so. Again, what was the motive to kill this bill? I know that the governor opposed these in the past, but I thought this was an opportunity. And I have to give credit to this body. You people voted this through to the Senate side, and I thought it would go through. However, when I got there, I was blindsided. It was hoghouse. It was completely left out of the picture. So therefore, with this body, I would ask, instead of the governor having its headline stating that $1.35 million for technology, that eventually he'd come and say $350,000 for the working poor, those that are in need of work, need-based scholarships and grants. Those are the ones that we have to help also, and that's what the LEAP program does. By putting this in the conference committee, maybe we can attach that to that, and it can be a win-win situation. I do ask this body to concur with the amendment. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Bill Peterson.
Members of the body, I have a substitute motion to concur in the Senate amendments.
Comments on that motion?
But just very briefly, Mr. Speaker, we have spent all session long talking about what we can do to improve education in the state of South Dakota. And House Bill 1142 gives us an opportunity to do something dramatic and important and immediate to improve education in South Dakota. It really sends South Dakota education into the 21st century. This is the Northern States University Initiative on Long Distance Learning. And as we have looked and argued and talked about K-12 education throughout the state this session, I think we keep being reminded about how the demographic changes in our state are affecting our ability as a state and our local school district's ability to provide a quality education to all of their students, regardless of where they live. What Northern States University has done is come up with an initiative which really speaks to the heart of the matter as we discuss bringing a quality education to all of our students. It's taking the best and the brightest of our students and combining it with the technology that's available today to make sure that every student in every classroom in every part of South Dakota can have the best possible training in mathematics and physics and biology and the other sciences and English and grammar and history and government. If we are committed as a body to providing that we don't leave any single child behind, we need to have House Bill 1142, and we need it today. I apologize for Representative Koistra that it was a hoghouse on his bill, and I'm sorry that it came late in the session. But we need to do this because it's an important thing for South Dakota, and as all we all know, sometimes the best ideas are the ones that do come late in the session because they're the ones that we've had the opportunity to work on for 30 or 35 days. This is such an idea. It would be a terrible mistake for us not to concur in the Senate amendments. It would be a terrible mistake for us not to support the Northern States University Initiative, because what we would be saying to the people of South Dakota and to the school children of South Dakota is, we don't care that every kid gets a quality education. Let's support this substitute motion to concur. Let's support Northern States University, and let's make sure that no child in South Dakota gets left behind.
Further remarks? Representative Richter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, in the last several years, we've spent about $40 million getting the schools wired. This sort of completes that picture. It allows us to hire some master teachers and technology specialists that will collaborate to deliver many of the higher-level classes that we've thought and talked about throughout the wiring process. This fall, if we pass 1142, you're going to be able to get math, physics, English, and music over the DDN, which is exactly what we have asked them to do, which will enable some of the programs that we want them to do, that will affiliate them to be able to be a Regents Scholar, to do some of those areas in many parts of rural South Dakota. It also allows up to $1.5 million from the Great Plains Foundation to help with the equipment necessary to make this program complete. This will focus really other states and the world on Northern, because they're going to be a leader in the area of technology delivery and how we do that. It's going to be a real plus for the state of South Dakota and for K-12. I urge you to support 1142 today and the Peterson Amendment.
Further remarks? Any member wish to speak before Representative Koistra speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Koistra.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Question to Representative Richter.
State your question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Richter, this $1+ million project, did it have a public hearing, testimony? If so, where was this held?
Representative Richter, do you consent to answer that question?
It did not. As far as I know, it came in the form of a hog house in the Senate Appropriations Committee, so it could have had some there. Then it went to the Senate floor, and now it's before you.
Representative Koistra, you still have the floor.
Thank you. And for that reason, I would ask that this go into a conference committee. I think at least they will have some public testimony. They can have some input in there. That is not the way to do it. When we talk a hog house, what is a hog house? It started on the state level, not from Northern, but from South Dakota State over 75 years ago at a hog house built on that campus. And again, is that how we're going to continue? Again, we have to go through the process, and I ask for a fair shake in this. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I don't know what problem that this body has with students that are in need, why we can't do anything for students in need. I've heard the rhetoric over and over again about the best education for all the students in South Dakota, but yet everything we do eliminates the students with need. We're taking care of the best and the brightest. I wanted to include students with need in that too, and it got defeated yesterday. I think we owe it to Representative Koistra to at least give him a chance to see if he can include this back in the bill. We passed this earlier, and it's the only legislation we passed that had anything to do with students in need. Why that has to be eliminated so we can do this other, I don't understand. I think we owe him, out of respect, the chance to go back to committee and try to get that put in with the same bill, so at least we have an opportunity to support a class of people that haven't been supported so far. I urge you to defeat the substitute amendment and to vote for Clarence Koistra's amendment, Representative Koistra, excuse me. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the Bill Peterson motion, substitute motion, the House do concur and send amendments to House Bill 1142. Those in favor of that substitute motion will vote aye, opposed nay. The clerk will have the voting machine, and members proceed to vote. At this time, I'd like to introduce the 7th grade class from Gregory Middle School on behalf of Representatives Bartling and Nachtigall. 7th grade middle school class from Gregory. Please stand.
Representative Monroe. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 33, nays 32, absent 1, excused 4.
The Peterson motion that the House do concur and send amendments to House Bill 1142, having failed to receive a majority vote of members elect, is hereby declared lost. We're back to the Koister motion to not concur and appoint. Further remarks on that motion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the Koister motion to... Those in favor of the Koister motion to not concur and appoint a committee of three to meet with like committee of three in the Senate will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Motion carries. Committee of three will be appointed.